WHCL, Clinton, New York. And now, Radiola.
Loan sharks and interest hounds. I have addressed every form of organized graft in the United States, excepting Congress. So it's naturally a pleasure to me to appear before the biggest. You are without a doubt the most disgustingly rich audience I ever talked to, with the possible exception of the Bootleggers Union, Local Number One, combined with the enforcement officers. Now, I understand you hold this convention every year to announce what the annual GIP will be. I have often wondered where the depositors hold that convention. I had an account in the bank once, and the banker, he asked me to withdraw it. Said I used up more red ink than the account was worth. I see where your wives come with you. You notice I say come, not were brought. I see where your convention was opened by a prayer. You had to send outside your ranks to get somebody that knew how to pray. You should have had one creditor there. He'd have shown you how to pray. I noticed in the prayer the clergyman announced to the Almighty that the bankers were here. Well, it wasn't exactly an announcement. It was more in the nature of a warning. He didn't tell the devil, as he figured he knew where you all were all the time anyhow. I see by your speeches that you are very optimistic of the business conditions of the coming year. Boy, I don't blame you. If I had your dough, I'd be optimistic too. Will you please tell me what you all do with the vice president the bank has? I guess that's to get anybody more discouraged before you can see the main guy. Well, the United States is the biggest business institution in the world. They've only got one vice president. Nobody's ever found anything for him to do. I've met most of you as I come out of the stage door of the Follies every night. I want to tell you that any of you that are capitalized at under $1 million needn't hang around there. Our girls may not know their Latin and Greek, but they certainly know their Dun and Bradstreet. You have a wonderful organization. I understand you have 10,000 here, and with what you have in the various federal prisons, brings your membership up to around 30,000. So goodbye, paupers. You're the finest bunch of Shylocks that ever foreclosed a mortgage on a widow's home.
Fortunes tumble. Love and love alone is humble. gather flowers while you may. Be that happy one, smile up at the sun, your king for a day. Gold will change you like Mephisto. Remember this though, love makes you a Monte Cristo, a king for a day.
Gotta say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
I'm Andy Sr. Thanks for listening tonight on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And it's a celebration. It's a celebration for me just being alive, I guess. But no, it's an observance, I should say, of the anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the Wall Street crash, the stock market crash in 1929, otherwise known as Black Friday. And that's what we have for you tonight, Black Friday. And it's not your typical Black Friday show. There will be some tunes that you would associate with that. However, I thought I'd begin with Will Rogers. In 1924, Will Rogers talks to the bankers. And, you know, that would be appropriate today, listening to that. you know, I think they killed him. You know, that plane went down for a reason in 35. But, yeah, that's Will. He was mouthing off to him. You don't get hot with the bankers, I'll tell you that. And then George Olsen's music. George himself on the vocal there, King for a Day, 1928. And that's what everybody had to feel like after they'd They were living in the magic carpet ride of the 1920s, and suddenly the magic carpet was pulled out from under them, and some of them fell further than others. As I say, in a previous program, it might have been a good idea at that point to have installed trampolines on Wall Street, but nobody thought of that. I would have thought of it, because I think of a lot of things. And our theme, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, of course. Willie Robeson, the Havana Troubadours, and, you hear that every week. I'm Andy Senior, and as I say, this is Radiola, and we're going to continue now on our Black Friday track. We're going to, a little before that. Here's Ted Lewis, and there was a manic mood leading up to that. It was frenetic, almost, you might say. And Ted Lewis is here in 1928 with Is Everybody Happy Now? And he sounds really happy.
future day. You'd buy lingerie for baby. Tell me, honey, didn't ya? Can't you take me, please, down to Tiffany's, buy some rings and sing for baby? Oh, tell me, honey, can't ya?
Get by as long as I have you, and I have you listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and yes, I'll get by, although I got some nice comments on my my internet-only show last week, so there's always that option, and I'm not even going to go into that, but this indeed is, I mentioned what it was. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and we're kind of, that was kind of like a prelude. Sort of whistling in the dark, or even whistling at noon. That was Irving Harrison, his Commanders. Love that vocal, that trio bit there. I'll get by as long as I have you, 1928. Before that, Annette Hanshaw, Ain'tcha, 1929. That was recorded in November of 1929, after the bad news on Wall Street. However, there was still that lightness and that air of 20s, insouciance, I would almost say gaiety, but that word has another connotation, but indeed it was that in those days, that lightheartedness that existed, and that was, very, very much so, nothing dreary there. There was not going to be a depression at that point. No, a few people were, hurting, but they'd get in to sing a song like that. Doesn't sound too bad. Before that, Ted Lewis, Is Everybody Happy Now? And indeed, at that point, they were in 1928. They were riding pretty good there. There was no indication to anyone that anything was going to go wrong. And even in 1930, people could write a song like this or record it. Frank Crummett, and this was co-written by Frank Crummett and the sports writer Grantland Rice. And this was written, this is from 1930, and boy, they don't seem to be hurting here at all. And, you know, you can't pay those greens fees if you're really, really suffering. If you gotta get in the bread line, you don't get in the line to, you know, wait for the greens. And then he took up golf.
He was a stylish, handsome chap, had the world right in his lap. His manners and his smile were simply charming. His clothes were always neat, quite successful in the street. His life was so complete, 'twas quite alarming. And then he took up golf. Now he wanders round at night, only waiting till it's light, so he can take his clubs and start to play. It costs him plenty every time. When he wins, it's just a dime. His bankroll's getting slimmer every day. He wears socks of baby blue, ties and shirts of every hue. His color scheme would make a bluebird scoff. Some good friend should take a rifle, for he is an awful eyeful ever since he took up golf. And married men play golf too. He was a wonderful family man, doing all the husband can to keep his wife and children awfully happy. He lived for them alone and never left his own hearthstone, just an all-American pappy. And then he took up golf. Now at night his family wait, cook is sore, the dinner's late, and often now he doesn't come at all. There is sulfur in the air, he's as cheerful as a bear, as they hear him kick a hat rack in the hall. There's a wild look in his eyes, as he curses, groans, or sighs, and throws a plate at Jenny, Bill, or Rolf. In his sleep he pans his caddy, oh, he's quite a different daddy ever since he took up golf. Now when shadows start to creep, he comes home and wants to sleep. His family hardly see him anymore. His face is awfully dour, and his manner very sour. He keeps mumbling and grumbling about his score. His kids say now and then, Mama, here's that man again. We knew him when he took his sweater off. There are brambles in his hair, and the sand is everywhere ever since he took up golf.
Next day, We saw him laughing, gee, he was gay. We said, Sonny, what's so funny? Please tell us why. You are so happy, and here's his reply. Papa come home late last night. Mama said, pop your tight. When he tried to find the light, he fall down, go boom. Papa, he began to sing. Mama said, bad old thing. Then she took a great big swing. He fall down, go boom.
The noise they made woke everyone up. And though the doorbell kept on ringing, Pop kept singing, Sweet Adolai.
Diana, Mama chased him up the stairs with a lot of kitchenware. At the top he said, who cares? He fall down, go.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was Paul Whiteman, 1926, early, actually late 1925. What have I got here? I should look at this thing before I speak. 1925. Actually, it was late December of 25. Poor Little Rich Girl. That's a Noel Coward composition. And there were a lot of Poor Little Rich Girls after the crash, of course, after the stock market. And this is a Mr. Segway at work here. Fall down and go boom. Yes, Poor Little Rich Girl, and then I Fall Down and Go Boom, although I'm not, I should use it, say, F-A-W rather than F-A-L-L. That's the, I Fall Down and Go Boom, but, I don't want people to think I'm, I'm losing a brain cell or two. George Olsen and his music, and a panoply of his vocalists on that. I'm not going to enumerate them all, but plenty of them. And, that's what the stock market just, and a lot of people felt that, too. That was from 28, so that was sort of prescient in a way, although in a very coincidental and not too specific manner. Before that, Frank Kremet in 1930. Took up golf. 1930, boy, that's brave. Most people were taking up a lot more than golf in 93. They were taking up looking for another line of work if they could find it. Apple selling was big, I understand. And radio was big, too. Speaking of radio, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org at beautiful Hamlin College here in Clinton, New York, yes. And might I also suggest that tomorrow night that you check out Mark Fuller's excellent retro radio. Mark does a radio show just like you remember hearing in the Sweet By and By several decades ago. He plays the music, so the music and jingles, spots, ads, different things from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And that'll remind you a lot of how radio actually used to be in this country before the likes of me got a hold of it. But Mark is on every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Also, and I want to say this right now before it gets much further, next week he will be putting together a special program for this spot. And I highly recommend that you listen. He'll be on in lieu of me. So you'll notice the improvement. But nonetheless, I'm Andy Sr. and this is Radiola. And if you want any of these playlists, by the way, and you can also find other links to access older programs and other programs of interest, which I will not enumerate at the moment, but there's so many of them. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. And just type Radiola into Google, and if it doesn't bring up a porn site, it brings up this one. And, well, maybe you'd rather see the other one. I don't know. So, continuing now, Poor Little Rich Girl, I Fall Down and Go Boom. So, they're about to enter the Depression, and it's not pleasant. But there's an inkling of that, too, in 1929, sort of. This is extrapolating like mad, but here we go. Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, and one of the big hits of that year for him, Deep Night.
Love me always and be mine. We can, you're a great guy if you won't. We can, if you don't lose heart. The hardest part is the first 100 years. It's a great life if you stick to it. Yes, a great world with a kick to it. If you come up strong, it won't be long till the sunshine appears. If you let him dip you, Mr. Gloom will knock you cold. Get him, never let him use a well-known stranglehold. It's a great life if you don't. We can, you're a great guy if you won't. We can, if you do, oh well, what the heck, it's still a great life.
Take the laughter of children at play, and I mix it with some bluebird song. That's how I make medicine day after day for those who think life is all wrong. The fragrance of wildflowers, the humming of bees, I fit them right where they belong. Mix music with sunshine and sweet melodies, and then I cure the whole world with a song. Oh, I don't give any pills or your fever and chills. No, no, but with my musical thrills, I amuse. That's why they call me. They call me the medicine man for your blues. Yes, sir.
That was Ted Lewis from 1929. Yes, he was, I don't know what he was doing. He was laying the groundwork for something there. But these records sold well throughout the Depression. In fact, the first one I played, Is Everybody Happy Now, was on a Blue Wax Columbia from the 30s. So these sold well, and Ted was always there. People needed cheering up. Of course, if he's the medicine man for the blues, I probably would have called in for a second opinion. But it worked, and people loved it, and I like his records. But I don't know if they would break me out of a total misery if I hadn't had anything to eat for a couple of days. Yeah, that would be kind of rough. But before that, that was Ted in 1929, Medicine Man for the Blues, which I believe was the name of his picture from that year. Before that, Sam Lannon, Smith Ballou on the vocal. It's a great life if you don't weaken. There's a nice theory there, too. Even if you do weaken, it's still a great life, as long as it lasts. 1930. Before that, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. And the deep night was just beginning. Yes, indeed. It hadn't begun yet, but it was getting there. That was from 1929. And this is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and it's a great station if you don't weaken. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We're going to continue now with Wayne King. And a big hit of his, recorded right at the very end of 1929. And this is, people were not so frenetic. They were calming down a touch. They calmed way down here. Song of the Islands.
You do. This is Di Lombardo speaking. We're in the grill of the Roosevelt Hotel at Madison Avenue at 45th Street, New York. I wish you were here tonight to see all these beautiful ladies and their gala fights dining and dancing to our music. There's a friend of yours here, too, who has just asked me to say hello to you. May I invite you to drop in on us the next time you're in New York? You'll find us in the Roosevelt Grill anytime for dinner dancing, supper dancing, or tea dancing on Saturday afternoon. We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, nothing says 1931 like that beat La Paloma, the Hit-A-Week Orchestra, 1931. But you know, you wouldn't need a roadmap for that one. That was real 1931. Part of a a regular Durian record. They had the big hit. I believe it was Gene Austin on that one, and then it went into La Paloma. I like that. I like that rendition of it. Before that, you know, your friend sent you this to remind you that if you happen to procure shoes in the next week, you can drop in at the Roosevelt Grill and listen to Guy Lombardo. So that's called rubbing it in. But yes, they did have like a postcard, Durian record that they would send to people, a little paper record with a plasticized surface, which was pressed into a phonograph record. And you could send it from the Hotel Roosevelt, the Roosevelt Grill, and you could tell all your neighbors, you know, give them the finger or whatever part of the body you were giving them at that point. I suppose you'd give them something unpleasant, the bird, let's say. I don't know. But whatever you gave them, you would let them know that you were at the Hotel Roosevelt and they weren't. Before that, we had that guy in there. Well, nice to hear his voice. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Before that, Sheffield's That's When Your Heartaches Begin, and that was from a little later, 1937, but that was sort of what they were listening to in the Depression. They didn't want so much of that jazz stuff in the early Depression. They wanted a smoother, more romantic music to assuage their misery. They couldn't stand anything too frenetic. So little Sheffield's. Shep was really big. With that straw of his. I think he later gave it to the Smithsonian, but that's when he was big. And nice Bluebird copy there. Before that, Wayne King, big hit for him, Song of the Islands, 1929. This is Radiola, and I'm not ready to go into the Smithsonian or any other institution at this point because I'm doing Radiola here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with... another sprightly sort of late 1929 song, After the Crash, but no inkling of anything wrong here. Ted Fiorito in the orchestra with the Mariners on the vocal with Hanging on a Garden Gate. ¶¶